Get ready.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but what? Champion of the world.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we saw your YouTube videos about the storm, and we wanted to know how you were doing after that. We're going to interview people about the hurricane. Did you get power back and everything?
No. From what my concierge told me, based on the news on the radio, they said power would probably not be restored in Manhattan until 4 or 5 days.
Oh, okay. So not until the weekend, probably.
Not until the weekend, no. And to be honest, I don't know if I can live like this.
Have they given out free flashlights at your apartment or anything, or are you still without one?
I just downloaded a flashlight app for my iPhone.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking to us on right now?
Yes, that is what I'm talking to you on right now.
Okay. So, what are the damages of, like, the area that you're in right now that you noticed because of the hurricane?
There's not really that much damage. I mean, the only damage I could tell you was that as I was walking up 6th Avenue, there was one of the banners was an awning from a from a store was like partially torn down. But that's besides that, I'd say about 30% of the shops were open. And most of those were like food related. But above 26th Street. Some people say it was above 34th Street and above are getting power, but I noticed that there were some there were like street lights at 26th. And I'm like, how did that happen? So, but I don't ask questions. I just.
Is it still raining or windy or anything, or has that all calmed down?
I would say it's just chilly, you know. With some spots drizzle and low 50s. I mean, I was able to walk out of it. Without any serious, my main disappointment was that most of the places that I thought I could get a flashlight were either didn't have any or were closed.
Has the Wi-Fi been restored in your building?
No. As far as I know, no.
Oh. But you get cell phone reception now, or is
I am getting a cell phone reception. I guess Verizon fixed that.
That's good.
Yeah.
So what are some food places you said that are open? Because you said about 30% of the stores are open. You said most of that is food. Like, what are your varieties of food to eat that are close by?
Well, there's a gourmet deli, and
is it good?
It's expensive, but it's good. Then again, I got the $6.99 per pound eat serve yourself hot dinner for $6.99 a pound. And well, when you want food, you get food. The thing that surprised me was that the McDonald's was closed. Now, when the McDonald's is closed, you know you have a problem.
That's a pretty rare occurrence, huh? I saw a story about this place in, I think it was Maryland, but it was like totally flooded and everything, and the hotel was still serving food inside of it. Is there food in your apartment building or anything, or is that shut down?
I managed to pick up some necessary things to make sandwiches with. The only problem is I don't have any. I can't heat water in case I wanted ramen noodles or a cup of tea.
Are you allowed to like start fires to try to boil any kind of water? Like, do you have like a patio you could do this on or something?
Well, technically you could, but it's not recommended.
Oh, fire hazards and stuff. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, could you go on the roof and boil something?
The roof terrace is closed due to construction. It's been closed since like. About this time 2 years ago. Totally ruined my summer.
When do they think it'll be reopened?
What, the terrace or the...
The roof.
I don't know. Oh. I don't know.
Have you heard the news about Lucasfilm being bought by Disney, or have you been...
Yes, actually I have.
Oh, okay.
I knew something like that was going to... And I knew Disney was going to do something like that.
Yeah, first Marvel...
I didn't know the exact. I just knew that Disney was eventually going to do something with Star Wars.
You think we'll be getting
because they got the Star Tours, the Star Wars weekends, and I've always told myself Star Wars needs its own theme park.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a Star Wars land somewhere within the next few years.
It better be a Death Star, like an actual Death Star you can walk in, fully full size too.
They can do all the different planets, like the swamp planet with Yoda and everything.
They can make the Death Star and have like the actual detention level, and like you can like there's a hangar bay, you can just park your car in there. We got to get on that.
The main entranceway is like. The streets could be like through Corsicant, and then you'd have the Hoth land and the Tatooine land somewhere, and one of the rides could be like the Pod Racer,
you gotta just do real pod racing. That'd be the ride.
Would be the ride.
Have you ever applied for a job in the theme park industry? It seems like you know a lot about the technical theme park stuff, you know?
The what?
About what would be a good theme park, etc., you know, about maybe opening one.
I haven't really thought about that. I'm not even sure I understand.
Well, basically, I was just saying that maybe you should work for Disney or something. You've done all these videos of their characters. You're like an expert on theme parks.
I wish I could work. You know what? I wish I could work for Disney. I wish I could just like march myself down to casting office and say, "Hi, I'm a YouTube person who offers free promotion for your parks and characters and stuff. Can you find a place for me?" They're gonna look at me and laugh.
Well, you got to have self-confidence if you're going to go down there and demand a job from them. I mean, you can't just expect them to laugh at you. You got to go in there knowing that they're not going to laugh.
Well, actually, I did try to apply for the Disney store in Manhattan. I got as far as the first group interview. And, well, needless to say, haven't heard from them. And so...
How long ago was this that you applied or had the interview?
The first time I got unemployed. Yeah. Which was about, like, last year.
Okay.
Did they do evacuations where you lived in New York?
Only in Battery Park and so as far as the last time a hurricane hit, they would evacuate the area around Battery Park and places around Lower Manhattan. Fortunately, I'm not in the flood zone.
Oh, so you're above sea level?
I am above sea level. I'm like 12 floors above sea level.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So, is this the first time you've ever gone without power, like, since, like, ever, or just being in New York?
There was the big blackout of big blackout of 2006, anybody, or was it, no, anyway, there was a blackout.
Are you talking about that snowstorm?
What?
Are you talking about that huge blizzard that came through, like, 10 years ago or something?
No, this was in the summer, where the whole Northeast was blacked out.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've survived that. But this, in Manhattan, this by myself, this is the first time I've ever had experience like no power, and which meant the water pumps in the building are like gone, and the stove is like gone, and internet is gone. Everything I needed to keep me distracted is or clean is or is gone.
Are there any places that would still have power that have like a shower or anything that you could go to, or?
Probably a hotel up above, anywhere up 34th Street and above. But good luck getting one of those in at this time.
Yeah, it's probably all booked.
Yeah, or even getting places around is murder because the. Subways are down, the buses are down, Metro North is down, and I was supposed to have a 2-week temp assignment with them.
So did they reschedule it with you, or is it just canceled?
They're trying. As far as I know, I'm gonna get a call on Thursday to see if I can come in on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were there power lines hit by trees or anything, or is it just they shut down the power as a precaution? Or
as far as I know, I think from what I heard, generator blew on on 14th Street somewhere.
Oh,
so you're still working to get us back on the grid. So
do you have like a, I mean, do you know if somebody who has like a personal generator for their apartment or anything?
The only electrical place that I saw was in the concierge desk, behind the concierge desk, where you could, and then you can only charge your, like your laptop or your phone.
Oh, is it just for people for your apartment?
For people for my apartment, yes.
Okay, do you have to pay anything to use it, or is it just kind of like, hey, I need to use this?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I've never had the chance. I never had the need to do it today. I'm probably going to do it tomorrow because my laptop just conked out at 4% battery energy.
That iPhone app with the flashlight can really drain the battery on the iPhone, too, so...
I know.
You might have to.
I use that sparingly.
Yeah.
Do you have like any candles or anything you can use so you're not using electricity that you can use for light?
They, I, didn't think to use. Well, this all goes back to the fire hazard. They said be careful with candles and do not leave them unattended. So I think maybe I should just use the iPhone as much or as little as I can. Because I opened my blinds for the first time since the construction began, and there's enough light, just barely enough to make out shapes and stuff in the to let me know that my furniture is here, that there's a table here, there's a workstation there, there's a TV there, and there's a bed there, and it helps me see shapes. But that's probably all I can.
It seems like this is a big problem with the flashlight. Did you have to go to, like, several places? How many places did you look?
I went to a small hardware store in my neighborhood. That was closed. I expected that. I went to Best Buy. That was closed. I expected that. I went to PC Richards. It was closed. I expected that. Went to Home Depot. Closed. Expected that. However, they gave me information. There was a 59th and 3rd Avenue Home Depot available. I'm nowhere near that. In fact, I wasn't even planning on walking beyond a 10-block radius from where I am. So I decided to walk up as far as I could to see if anyone else had a flashlight, and they were either closed or sold out of them.
So, like, how far away is this 59th Street area that you would have to walk to, apparently? Like, how many blocks would that be, or, I guess, miles for you?
I'd say about more than 30 blocks. That would be, like, a 30-block hike and then cross over to the east side.
Wow. Are the bridges open?
Quite a workout.
Are the bridges open and everything in New York?
I don't know if the bridge is open. I do know that the two tunnels are still flooded. The Holland, the Brooklyn Battery.
Oh, so the tunnels are flooded, but the streets are not flooded anymore. Is that right?
To be honest, I really don't know because I don't have a radio either.
Oh, well.
I do have a bathtub full of water in case I need to use water.
That's good. Did you do that before the power went out?
I did do that before the power went out, yes.
How many gallons does your tub possibly could hold?
Hopefully enough. All depends on what I'm eating.
Yeah. Is there, like, a public restroom or anything that you could go to also, or?
I thought the McDonald's was going to offer public restroom facilities and with purchase, but seeing as how it closed, not likely.
So, like, any kind of plumbing in your apartment doesn't work. Like, even the toilets, like, you couldn't be able to flush them.
I cannot flush toilets. I cannot run faucets. I think I know now what prison is like.
Is it really cold in your apartment too? Because there's no heating, or
no? I'm fine.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I mean, I guess you could find a way to put waste somewhere and just dump it in the back alley or something. I don't know how far you would get with that. I'm just trying to throw out some helpful survival tips. I mean, I know it's rough for you, but I mean, it's just an idea. So at least you can. Don't have to walk very far to use the bathroom.
I think that might get him arrested. That might not be a good idea.
Well, I mean, I've never really lived in that part. And I've never been, like, in the city that, regarding my surroundings. So, like, that would be something I would definitely do and try to get away with it. But I've never been in a situation where I had to do that, as far as I know.
Did the storm not hit North Carolina at all? Or South Carolina.
It didn't do jack. We got a cloud cover. We got overcast. That's all it did.
Huh.
And we got a nice cold front, too, so I cannot complain.
Lucky you.
I know. But again, we are sorry for your loss and everything. How big is the damage for like Jersey Shore? Like how bad do they get hit?
I don't know. Like I said, I've not paid any attention to any news, either before or. No, I have not paid any attention to any kind of news before the power went out because that's all they talk about. The more I hear about the hurricane, the more and the destruction it caused, the more depressed I get.
Mm.
Or bored, I can't tell.
So were they making some pretty catastrophic predictions, like that New York was going to be underwater and all these things, and it was disturbing you, or?
Well, if New York's going to be underwater, hey, I can't control that.
I guess not. Josh, can you talk or no? I was wondering if the situation in Connecticut is probably not as bad as this, huh? I don't think he can.
He's typing something.
Yeah.
And he is saying, nope, we only lost power for about 4 seconds.
Yeah, well, I wonder how a power outage can be so totally different. I guess it's a smaller plant in Connecticut.
It could be.
I don't know. I'm just glad there wasn't some sort of situation like there was in Japan where there was the big nuclear reactor that got hit by the hurricane.
Yeah.
Oh, heaven forbid.
That'd be really bad in New York.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
Wait, and he says apparently there's a tree leaning against the house. Is it your house or someone else's house?
I think he means his house. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He hasn't seen it.
That sucks, man. Like, how badly is it leaning, like, at a perfect 45-degree angle, or more or less than that?
I guess checking. I guess Daft got his wish when he said, I hope a tree falls on you.
Don't curse Josh, man.
Yeah.
This is probably less. It doesn't seem to be serious.
Okay, well.
You can tell Daft to suck it. But I don't want to eat those words just yet.
Alright, well, I guess we got what we needed. I just wanted to know what the situation was.
Well, Peter, we thank you for your time to let us know how life is in New York with the situation and everything, and you know, I'm sorry this happened to you and it sucks, but I mean, tough it out, you'll get through it, and we are with you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
We'll let you conserve power on the iPhone now.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Have a good night, man.
Good night.
I dropped him from the call.
Mission complete.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Cybernauts Cast. Do you want more of what we got? If so, check us out over at our website at cybernautscast.wordpress.com. If you wish to leave us an email on, well, anything, then shoot one over at cybernautscast@gmail.com. Check us out on iTunes and leave a review, why don't you? We'll see you next week, same Cybernauts time, same Cybernauts channel.
Sandy, can't you see I'm in misery? Made a start, now we're apart. There's nothing left for me. Love has flown all alone. I sit and wonder why. yeah, yeah.